The tests of the ethanol plant show unexpectedly high levels of carbon dioxide, methanol, and formaldehyde in their emissions. Monty Shaw is a spokesperson for the Renewable Fuels Association. He says the industry will comply with the EPA's request.
All of the industry is committed to doing whatever is necessary, if anything. Some plants won't have to change a thing. But if there are some that the EPA wants to make modifications, we're committed to working with them and addressing their concerns as quickly as possible.
Shaw says most bigger plants already have the controls in place, and the smaller ones that are in violation will comply with the request. Critics of the EPA, including the Clean Air Trust and the American Lung Association, say the changes need to be a requirement, not a voluntary program as it is now. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.